Podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. It is our 4th of July week episode. Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Shandy, this is the week of threes. We're recording this on July 3rd. It's episode 93, so that's like 3 squared and then another 3. And it's season 3, episode 3.
Ooh.
And there's 3 of us.
I like it.
I'm trying to think what other 3 things you could throw in there.
That's it. I went really through them all before.
Yeah. Beef it up.
I like that.
I know. So this is a lucky show. Power of threes.
Yes.
So, ooh, Shandy, what beer are you drinking?
Anchor Steam.
It almost looked like Kona Brewing has the same shaped bottle. And the color, it looked like it was their like Fire Rock, I think is the name of it. But it's like one of my favorite beers. And it's, for whatever reason, well, I guess not for whatever reason, it's coming from Hawaii, is kind of hard to find here in the city. Not, most places don't carry it. You have to go like really specialty. So I was like, oh man.
I wonder if we have more of it here since we're close.
Closer.
I'll have to look next time for Kona.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Sweet.
Good story.
Yeah. Where do we go from there? Show's over, everybody.
Show's over. See you next week.
Find some Kona beer for Amanda. I'm out.
Ooh, what are you drinking?
I do have a birthday coming up, so if you want to send it my way.
That's right. Your birthday's July 12th. Is that what day? That's a Wednesday, right?
It's a Thursday because Friday is the 13th.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I'm contemplating maybe taking the day off. I don't really like, I feel like whenever I've gone to work on my birthday, it's kind of like sucked real bad.
Take off. Do it.
I just might. Well, it's like I had 1 year because I'm not one, like it's this weird, it's this weird thing where like, I don't like to talk about myself. I don't like to talk up my birthday, but then I get sad when like no one knows it's my birthday and I go through a whole day and like no one wishes me a happy birthday. So it like becomes this like weird self-eating snake. It's like, well, but you did it to yourself because you didn't mention it. So why?
Because they're supposed to know. They're just supposed to know.
Tell me to talk about myself. Just know. Just know and want to do something nice for me, which is, I don't know. It's ridiculous, but yeah, it like kind of traumatized me 1 year. I went through a whole day and like no one wished me happy birthday at work. I was like, maybe I'm just never gonna do this again.
Don't you share a birthday with Angelina Jolie's? Yeah. Oh no, that's right. I forgot about that. I was gonna say Angelina Jolie's twins.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. Sweet.
I just always remember they were born on your birthday.
Yeah, I'll have to drop a card in the mail for them. Sweet. Although I guess if it's twins, they probably get annoyed if it's one card for both of them. They probably would prefer their own cards.
She might be raising them very humbly, so they might not.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're still two individuals.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, so what's up? Happy pre-4th and post-4th. Pre-4th to you ladies, post-4th to the people listening to this. What up, yo? You guys have not any much. Exciting plans? Do you guys have any exciting plans?
There's a 4th of July thing, like, just sort of north of us, like a half an hour, 45 minutes, maybe north of us, that we went to once just for the fireworks show, and we were thinking about maybe going again, but going earlier, because there's, like, a bunch of stuff. There's, like, a barbecue and music and parade and whatever. And there's a petting zoo.
Ooh!
Oh, my God, what kind of animals?
I hope there's a llama.
I will report back. If we do go, I'll let you know what animals there are. So that's what we're thinking. But yeah, it is. It's kind of weird though, because like the whole day I was feeling like it was Friday, but then it's not. And then like tomorrow is Wednesday.
It's like your worst nightmare when you wake up on Saturday and you think it's like, or you wake up on Sunday morning, which you think it's Monday rather, like you only had one day of your weekend, but then you're going to wake up on Thursday and it's going to be like that.
But then at the same time, it'll already be Thursday. So then it's like, well, we're almost to the weekend. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's like, it's just kind of weird when the 4th falls in the middle of the week like this.
Yeah.
Like, thankfully, it only happens, every couple of years. But Yeah, like a lot of my coworkers just took the whole week off, or like are taking the rest of the week off.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you kind of lose your momentum and it's hard to show up on Thursday. Great, I'm ready to go. Ready to do some good work.
That's exactly as you lose your momentum. So
yeah, you lose your momentum. Yeah, now what am I doing tomorrow? I'm going, a friend that lives just outside the city is having people over. They have a pool. Which, you know, when you live in a tiny apartment in New York, having a friend with the pool is like
super key.
As clutch as it gets. So I'm pretty excited for that. Awesome. I think it should be pretty fun.
That's awesome. Cool. We're not really doing anything. We're going to my sister-in-law's house in the evening, and that's about it. I hope to, I don't know, go for a walk or something tomorrow. Something that is just me.
Nice. That sounds great.
So, we'll see. Alex started school on Monday, which he's only going 2 days a week in July. And I don't know if I told you guys this, but we wanted him to start in August, and we were on a wait list until the spring. And just because Jay's home through the first week in August, so there's no reason for Alex to start. Mm. Then they contacted us, and they were like, well, we can get you off the wait list, but you know, it would be a start date of July 2nd. And we were kind of like, oh, man, like, what do? We don't want to lose the spot because if we don't get another one. And I realized that she was also just like, you know, business playing us probably, where I'm sure we could have negotiated to start later or something.
It's like those goddamn car salespeople.
It kind of was.
Right. So but when it's your kid, you kind of like,
right.
That's it just like feels like there's less room to negotiate. Exactly. Like, you don't want to like, you know,
exactly
screw yourself over.
Because we don't have, like, you know, we wouldn't know what to do with him come August. So I negotiated a little bit with her. I was like, well, look, Zach's only there 3 days a week. We're going on vacation in the middle of the month. Jay is home. I don't have a reason to start him in July. Thank you. Like, is there anything that we can do, you know, just to kind of make this a little bit easier financially, because we'd probably only be sending him 6 days, and I listed the dates. And she was nice enough to give us, it was a small discount, but it was something at least. So we just did that for July, and then he'll start full time in August. But he had a great time. I have to post pictures. I didn't do it yet. I kind of wanted to go to sleep like early last night because I'm tired. I'm, you know, the throes of the sleep training thing going on here. In which I don't sleep at all. So, but he had a great day. He usually is used to sleeping about 4 hours a day. He slept for 48 minutes total yesterday. So homeboy was tired. He passed out at 7 o'clock for good. And then he slept until about 1 and then woke up like ravenous and then, you know, slept again until 4 and then was up from 4 to 5:30, which so tired. But, whatever, it's fine. I don't have work tomorrow, so who cares? Jay will go to sleep.
And no plans. You all can just like be in your PJs as long as you freaking want.
Exactly. Jay will go to sleep now, and then I'll just sleep in the morning. You know what I mean?
Nice. Yep.
Yeah. So, it's a nice thing about having two of you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tag team it.
But anyway, he did really, really, really good. I'll have to show you. I'll send you guys some pictures later. Like, he did so well. I went to visit him at lunch, and he was like having a ball there. So,
aww.
Yeah, it was cute. Zach carried his diapers in, which was sweet, and yeah,
nice.
So that's it. You guys had way more exciting weekends than I did.
Did I though?
I know. I'm like, what did I do? Shit.
You went to the march and then Pride.
Okay, right? I actually didn't go to Pride. But
you insta'd that you're going to Pride.
No, it's I posted a picture of myself in a shirt that's like a rainbow shirt, but because I was going to the Families Belong Together rally, which is the same day as Pride. I could have gone to both. Like, I could have swung that, but I was lazy. So I just went to the one that was really close to my house. So yeah, that was cool. We've been to San Francisco when we've done like the women's marches and stuff. And I know there was like a bigger event in the city, but it was kind of nice to see like what goes on locally. I was kind of impressed by the turnout. It was like, you know, small town, like what are we really going to do? But it was really well organized, and it was like super organic the way that it came together. And a lot of people came, and it's on, like, apparently this is where people do protest like in town. And typically, or rallies or whatever. And so it's like on this particular block of a street. And usually they were saying that on the other side of the street are where, you know, the counter protesters usually go for, you know, whatever issue it is or whatever.
Oh.
But weirdly enough, for the Families Belong Together one, there were no counter protesters.
Huh.
And yeah, huh, weird how that works. Some people don't like, most people,
but
overwhelmingly don't like the idea of kids in cages.
But the law. That is illegal to be.
I don't see how there are opposing opinions on this.
Right, exactly. There are not two sides to every argument, turns out.
Sometimes it's just flat.
Yeah.
All right, so.
So that was nice. So I went down to that, and it was a little bit weird because I talked about going to the event with Frank, but then, like, as it turned out, he wasn't feeling well that day, and I hadn't really talked to anyone else, so it's like, you know, clearly, like, he wasn't feeling well enough to go, but I didn't really have anyone else to go with, so I was like, well, I'll just go by myself, which was fine. Like, I love being by myself, but, like, there, I don't know. It wasn't a march, and I didn't even have, like, a sign, and so you're just, like, standing there. So I stayed, like, as long as I could until the feeling of, like, okay, now I feel a little bit weird.
Oh, well, that's awesome that you went, though.
No, I totally get that. I
get
totally
it.
Totally do.
Yeah. So, but it was good, and, like, there was a speaker, like, a local politician who spoke, and that was fun. Then at one point this woman came over and was like, I have a question for you. And like, I'm sorry, this is like intrusive or awkward, but anyway, it goes on to ask me if I have a tampon. And I was like, first of all, that's not intrusive or awkward. Like, you know, it was this wonderful feeling of like,
you came to the right person.
Oh man.
But then I was like, I don't think I actually do because I don't wear tampons anymore. And I didn't have any on me. I was wearing a purse that I don't usually wear. It's like, even in my other purse, like, you know, there's one like somewhere.
Yeah. You always have
in a pocket somewhere.
Yeah.
But I was happened to be wearing a different purse that day, so I could not help her. So then I saw her go to, like, you know, from group to group and like ask people. The first group next to me was like these pregnant women. So I was like, clearly that's not the right audience.
If they do, it's old. Been in the bottom of that purse for a while.
Desperate times.
Yeah, totally. But anyway, that was the rally. It was fun. It made me feel good. And then on Sunday, I went on a run. I ran 4 miles without any pain.
Oh,
nice. Guess that cupping is working, huh?
Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
That crazy voodoo Eastern medicine appears to be working for you.
You're not science, yeah. Amanda, you went to the rally too, didn't you?
I did. I went to the one in New York. Although sort of, Shandy, I totally feel you on, like, one of those things that, like, it feels a little weird going alone. I went with a friend of mine who had to leave early because she accidentally, like, double booked herself to, like, go to a party. She didn't want to get a long story.
Wait, did she also have a gay pride to go to?
You're right. She had a housewarming for, like, someone she didn't really, like, isn't really that close to, but she said she was going to go and she was going to drive and whatever. But yeah, same kind of thing. Like, I left when she left because I felt weird being alone. But it was supposed to be, it was really cool. We'd gotten there late, so I was bummed we were going to miss everything, which was stupid because it's, you know, it's New York. So, like, quadruple the people they were expecting turned out. Uh-huh. And it was supposed to be, like, you meet in Lower Manhattan and then you march across the Brooklyn Bridge. And then there was, like, the rally portion on the other side of the bridge.
Gotcha.
But there were so many people and it takes so long to move that many people across the bridge that, like, they had sort of a faux rally, like, hype person in the meeting location just to, like, keep that many people, like, excited.
Right.
And, like, they were there so long. They're like, hey, we have to turn off the microphones now because our, like, sound permit is only until now.
Shit.
But, you know, keep chanting and we'll see you on the other side.
Oh my god, that's too funny.
So it was cool, and I wish that we had gone all the way across the bridge, but, like, because there's no, like, getting off point and knowing how long it took us to get, like a block.
Yeah.
It was a little like, you know, knowing she had somewhere to be, like we were a little afraid to do the full march and she got stuck. So we didn't. I wish I had stayed longer, but you know, there was lots of people there. So the point was made.
Yeah.
I am but one tiny person.
Yes.
You know, like I'm not that important in the grand scheme of things. But yeah, but then I took myself to a movie afterward with my movie pass.
Oh, what movie?
Ocean's 8.
How was
it? How was it?
It was adorable.
I really like, want to see it.
Yeah, it was really fun. You know, it's one of those movies like, you know, it's not like the most artistic film or like, you know, it's not a grand work of cinema, but it's just a fun freaking movie. And I just love that, like, it really is like a, you know, an Ocean's movie, but just with women.
Yeah.
And the fact that you have all these really wonderful women that are all just supporting each other, working together. There's no, they're not talking about men at all. I think there was maybe one scene where they were talking about a man. The rest was all like they're working together. Like there's no backstabbing. Like there was this cool twist at the end that like.
Don't say anything else.
There was a couple of cool twists, but they're like in a way that it's sort of even more like, right, like women just work together.
Yeah. Nice. That's awesome.
It was like subtly feminist, which I think you wouldn't think of when you're just going to watch like a popcorn movie.
Right.
But and it's just like, I love all those actresses. Like, I just think they're all so great, but it was a really fun movie to go see by yourself during a heat wave.
I'm going to see that. We saw Jurassic World yesterday while Alex was at his first day of school.
Nice.
And it was just as, you know, disaster porny as I would have hoped. So. I love those kinds of movies, as we all know.
Push all your buttons.
Yeah. Jay reminded me in Time Hop yesterday that it was the like 4-year anniversary or whatever since I saw the movie White House Down, which is my favorite Channing Tatum movie. I love that movie so much. White House Down.
You have a favorite Channing Tatum movie.
Well, I've only seen like 3, so.
And it's not what's
Magic what, Mike
Step Up? Is that the
no?
The
I've
one?
Never seen that one. That's no, good, Magic actually. Mike, another one, and White House Down. And I have to say, White House Down is where it's at. I mean, it's. Everything. Jamie Foxx is in it as like the president that's like Obama but not Obama. He like secret smokes and stuff, you know, subtle references. His daughter is there. She's like 10 and a badass. I love that movie. Like it's got everything. It's like a poor man's what the fuck is it called? Die Hard. It's like a poor man's Die Hard.
I was going to say, I have no idea where you're going with this. I am intrigued to find out.
Anyway, I was like, oh my God, can we watch it? And he was like, no. Okay, so we watched John Oliver instead last night. But I'm still going to make White House Down happen. Not a female-driven movie, but I still love the fuck out of it.
Hey, you're allowed.
Yeah, there's a little girl in it. She's great. She is. She's like super smart and stuff, and she helps her dad thwart the bad guys until she. Well, I won't tell you anything else. That's it. I won't say
until
anything else.
Until she dies, is that what you're gonna
no.
say?
No. Oh my gosh, she's not gonna die. There's gonna be a sequel someday, and she's gonna be in it
until she gets married.
Yes, they marry her off at 10. No.
That's in the, you know, the fourth movie in the franchise.
Yeah.
The reboot.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, right. Anyway, I'm proud of you guys for going. Like, I'm really happy that you guys went to represent because it was like 1,000 degrees here. So we decided not to go. And then because if I'm going to do things like that, I want, like, at least Zach to be involved because I feel like, you know, teach him young, I guess, in a way. I don't know. And it was like 1,000,000,000 degrees, though. So it wasn't like kids outside kind of weather. Because when I woke up on Saturday morning, like I came outside and like the windows to my deck, like along the dining room, were just all fogged up. I was like, oh, it's going to be hot today.
Then wow.
We've been watching the turtles because we think we have a new one, but we're not positive.
Oh.
It's a musk turtle. If it is a new one and not the snapping turtle, which we have to, you know, get rid of, but if it is a new one, We're going to name it Elon. I know I said I'd name the next one Fifi, but it was too perfect to pass up.
Fair.
So next painted turtle is all yours, Shandy. But come on, it was funny. So
that's great.
We saw him two days this weekend, and then it rained and everything got like kind of muddy in the pond, and they stay like kind of below the surface, so we can't get eyes on him. But we have seen Mitch McConnell, who we went to a reptile show this weekend.
I see a show.
Yeah. We just see his little
turtle cresting.
Well, you know, we went to a reptile show this weekend at the fairgrounds, and there was like snakes and frogs and toads and turtles. And Jay was talking to this one lady. She had a musk turtle, and because we were like, is that what we saw? That has to be what, you know, looked a lot like it. And he was mentioning, like, you have a snapping turtle, and she was like, it's going to kill all of them. And I was like, oh my God, just like the real Mitch McConnell. you have to get rid of him, like, right now. And I was like, all right, Jay, we can't wait till November. We got to get rid of Mitch now. He is going to kill our perfect little harmonious turtle pond. Turtle habitat.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But then once, you know, maybe Elon is there, we clearly do have an open border policy. So all these turtles are just migrating.
What do you do with the snapper?
So we figured out like how you have to like trick it like with meat in a milk carton or something and then like net it. I don't know. Jay watched a bunch of videos. Actually, but he must have watched them with the Jay and Jack like YouTube account without realizing that it was like, because that's the one I have on here, and he watched them on here. Because when I logged on to create this thing today, it went from being like, you know, old Charger highlights, shout out to you watching those, Jack, to being like... to just being like all turtle videos, and I was like, oh yeah, Jay watched some videos. So he has a plan for capturing it in the like pool net that we have, and then we'll like somehow take it down to Big Lake Ann and then let it be free in its natural turtle habitat to inflict its religious views and otherwise. Otherwise, political manipulations, maybe it'll steal a couple of judges or something. Like, just, it can live in that real big world of Lake Ann. And if he makes his way back here, then so be it. That is nature.
Anyway, oh, man.
So, yes, I did end up doing the march. Wow, we came a long way.
Yeah. It's an exciting world of turtles.
It really was. It really was. We've been like nonstop with these fucking turtles lately. But so instead, because I felt really bad, because like I was one of those people that like couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, was like crying nonstop over the border stuff. So Jay and I went online to the Democrats of Wake County's website and signed up to be volunteers instead. That was what we decided, which was a big step for us because we're registered independents and we're registered independents converted from registered Republicans from when we first registered to vote. So we're just slowly sliding down like...
Wait. So Jay was once a Republican?
Yes, Jay actually was a member of the Young Republicans Club in his high school.
No fucking way.
Uh-huh. He's so woke.
Wow. You've just blown my mind.
I'm still registered on Long Island as a Republican.
Well, I've known your history and backstory. Yeah. Right. But I just had no idea that Jay also started out on the dark side.
He did. That's why they call it woke, because you have to wake up.
That's awesome, though. But in all seriousness, I think that's like such an effective, like it's such a good thing to do.
That's what, yeah. Like, I really totally want to be, and this is probably not feasible, like, logistically, but I want to be one of those people that, like, drives people to the fucking polls. But I'm sure, like, you need. But if you're gonna, like, you know, drive the caravans, you probably need like a special commercial license or something.
No, I doubt it.
No, I've driven those letters before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Well, there somebody's supposed to call us within the next week to, like, hook us up with people, but we got, like, the schedule of different, like, events and stuff. And, of course, there's one that is in the same, it's at that bar that's in the same parking lot as Casa Carbones, where nice. We ate on the Friday night, Shandy. And it's at that, like, O'Malley's
where
place.
Where Justin was presented to me.
Where what? Yes, where Justin was presented to you. And, of course, it's during the week that we're at Comic-Con.
Oh.
And I'm like, but it's right down the street from me.
Well, I'm sure they'll do it again.
Yeah, I'm really excited because I was really, really depressed. And I pretty much hit like a low point last Wednesday with the Kennedy retiring thing. Like, I was like, that's it. And then, you know, I thought about it this weekend and I was like, you have a history of getting down and you cannot get down because it could be bad, but there's still time before it could be. So you do your part to help things from getting to like a game over point. So, you know, you do that.
You go high.
Even though going high doesn't matter anymore. But so
I mean, you get high, maybe. That's arguably what you're doing.
Again, children, Shandy, they're always with me.
No, I think that's awesome and very inspiring. And you have inspired me. And thanks. If I can maybe get a little bit more follow through than with the yoga, maybe I will do something like that too.
Yeah,
or do both.
Yeah, I got a lot of
that. Would be ideal.
Anyway, so this brings me to, what do we want to do about our month of Broadsgiving? When do we want to do that? July is a bad month, but we should pick a month and start to gear up to it.
Wasn't that during November?
Is that what we decided?
I thought it was in. I thought it was in May, and we didn't actually do anything. So,
oh shit! That's
I just assumed it was a pun on Thanksgiving.
No, we were going to pick a month and do something. Oh, we need to pick a month and do something for real.
I think that we. Oh, so here are the pros and cons that I see with Thanksgiving. It is on theme. That's a pro.
Yeah,
but also I don't think that people necessarily need to wait until the end of the year to do their good deeds. You know, it could be good to like space it out and have a reason to do something positive at another time as well.
Yeah, exactly.
True. Statistically, people are more inclined to do their charitable giving at the end of the year. So I suppose that makes the argument that it behooves us to do it at another time.
Yes.
It's like if they're going to do it anyway, then...
This is totally what I thought was the plan anyway. Okay, so
I mean, guys, I can't come up with the pun and the execution of the pun. I mean, it's just too much.
Apparently this was in May, but guess what? We were just kidding. So we'll pick either like August or September, and we're going to need listener feedback for this.
I would say September.
September, okay.
August is going to come really fast. That's
yeah. Well, and I feel like August is now back to school. So like by September, like people are kind of back in their groove.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll do September. We're going to hold ourselves accountable to this and we'll
write that down. That's far enough in advance. I'm going to forget.
That's okay. Clearly we forgot May when we said it like in May. So, okay, cool. September so far, tentative, but we need listeners to participate because it's, you know, a community effort that we want to give back. The only other thing that I can think of is if we did in October, we can combine it with like the Jay and Jack birthday party because the network, you know, October is like the birthday, October 1st, and we can kick it off with that as well. But, you know, well, okay. When we come back from vacation, we'll revisit the subject, and we need to hear from our listeners, too, what works best for you guys, because I really want to do this, because shit's getting real out there, and
yeah.
I teeter in a good and a bad place at any point of the news cycle of the day, so let's...
yeah.
Let's do this.
But speaking of positive... the Jay and Jack community doing good. This might be a good time to bring up the awesome thing that Joanne is doing.
Oh my God, I had that written down
in the Facebook group. In the Facebook. We're not on Facebook yet. In the Facebook group.
All right, yes. Yeah, so I actually have this pulled up. That's what she said, Matt. So Joanne says, there are 1,900 members of the Jay and Jack Facebook group. 145, less than 1%, contribute $1 or more to this fantastic group of podcasters. I challenge the 1,755 members to step up, and if 17 of you, less than 1%, go to patreon.com/Jay and Jack and become a patron, $1 a month is all it takes. By the end of July, I will personally raise my level to $50 a month. Guys, get your nicknames, thinking tags on now. Mm-hmm. Thinking caps on, rather. put your thinking tags on. I'm invested in the creativity and personalities and sheer enjoyment I get from the entire Jay and Jack group. They deserve and have earned all of our support. Please consider stepping up and showing your support for the hard work that they put forward for our enjoyment. Joanne. So she said that she was hoping to get 17. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people.
Awesome. So that's a good start. That's a great start.
And we have,
and it's only the third of the month.
It's only the third of the month. We actually have gotten some new patrons since the last time we did shout outs. So let me do that now instead of the end of the show when people may or may not stop listening. Let's see. Did we do a shout out to, I think Alex is the last person we shouted out because I made a joke about, you know, my top. We have Samantha, welcome on board. Ethan Squared, whoever you are.
One of the Ethans. It's unclear as to which.
It's like my turtles. That's one of the Donnies out there. one of the Ethans. Mama G, Tom. I am somebody who doesn't have.
I am Pay.
I am. Okay. Let me just see. I am GH. I'm going to guess. I am GH 057. Kayla, welcome aboard, Kayla. Mike, I know you guys are laughing at me. I'm ignoring you for the sake of keeping this going.
Silly, I am, I know.
Kayla, Mike, Fran, Mary, and Will.
That's a good list. That is a good list of quality people.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Thank you, guys. Everybody, if you'd like to become a patron, you can do so at patreon.com/Jay and Jack, or you can go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top. At the $5 a month level, you get into the Facebook group, and you get an exclusive Patron's Choice podcast that you get to vote on every month. And I believe this month, the one that was just voted on was Bad Vacation Stories, so we'll be recording that within the next couple of days with some whoever hosts volunteer. At the $15 more level, you get a hangout with whoever wants to join at the end of every month. So that will probably be this upcoming weekend for the July people. So, and then $50 or more, you get the shout out at the end. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. You can just check that out if you want to. So thank you. Yay. Welcome. What's 17 minus 5?
12.
Thank you. 12 more to go.
Also, at the $1 level, you get...
Oh my God, you get Fartgate. I forgot. So I'm doing this podcast with Mike, and it's an investigative podcast on who farted during Westworld with J-Jack and Mike. You don't have to listen to Westworld with J-Jack and Mike or watch the show to listen to this podcast. It's completely Westworld spoiler free. It's really just who made the fart sound. Shandy's going to be on our upcoming episode, I think, right?
I think so.
I think Amanda is, you're slated for the 2 weeks from now, Amanda.
Oh, cool.
Which I hadn't asked you yet because we only planned out we planned out what it was going to be, but we hadn't quite plotted out yet, like, the rest of it.
I'm sure I'm free in 2 weeks. I can, that's enough time. I can move some stuff around. I'll be available
for you. So, okay. So we've got that. So this is, it's a lot of fun. The first two episodes are out on the all patrons feed. So that's $1 or more. That's all it takes. Just throw that puppy in your feed catcher and listen away. Did either of you listen to the second one yet?
I have not yet because, no. Okay, here's the thing. The first one I listened to, I think, on a computer. The second one, I really wanted to listen to on my phone and I can't figure out how to. And I've done it before. That's the thing.
You just put the feed into Safari, and it'll ask if you want to open it in podcasts, and then it will ask you to subscribe to it.
Oh, Huh. Interesting.
I did it today because somebody asked me.
Okay, because I was on the podcast app and I was like, search for, and I put it there.
No, it will not work.
And then I was like, well, it's a web address. So.
Yes. Okay. And then I think it might ask you to open it in news first, but then it will redirect to.
Yes. Yes. That's what it asked me. And I don't have news on my phone anymore because fuck news.
I love post news arrow.
Oh, I love news. When you're nursing and trying to stay awake and not fall asleep on a child in the middle of the night, news is your friend.
I have only one news app on my phone, and it's also one of the only apps that I get push notifications for, and I mostly don't care, except now I like know right away who won the World Cup games every time.
That's fun.
But then I have to be careful because France actually watching.
Oh.
But not at 5 a.m., so like I spoiled one of the France games for him, but was able to walk it back and just sound confused enough to say, no, it was a question. Did they win?
So you're still learning English. It's fine. So when I go up, it means I'm asking a question.
Well, it was in French, which actually made it easier because sometimes you can use the same word order.
Okay.
Nice. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Anywho. So do that. If anybody has any questions, I can help them with that. So I need to talk about...
And if we have not sold you on the Patreon at this point, then really we have not done our job.
There's also going to be a fun job. I don't know if it's what level it's going to be at, but we're supposed to do sometime this summer a broadcast versus Ramblecast challenge, and Matt sits out, and the winner gets Matt on their podcast to do a top 10 list about...
Winner takes all!
Yeah, winner takes all.
This is pretty sweet. I'm pretty excited for this.
I'm really excited, too. I don't know exactly what challenges they're thinking of, but I think it could be fun, and... Yeah. Okay, cool. Anyway.
I'm excited for Matt to do a list for our podcast. I'm not excited necessarily about the challenges.
I know.
Required to be great. Get us there.
I know.
Be great. We're going to win.
We're going to win. Totally. Otherwise, Matt's got to talk about us on their show, and really, that's even more fun.
Okay, so it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
I love it.
Okay. All right. So, I don't know if you guys have heard. Tomorrow is the 4th of July, and supposedly the Democrats plan to launch a civil war.
Elaborate, please.
Wait, Colleen, is this coming from your intel that you have now that you're a volunteer?
Now that I'm a volunteer, yes.
You're in the inner sanctum.
So they sent me an email and it had the calendar of events, and on July 4th, I clicked on it. I was like, oh my God, maybe there's like a social with fireworks. They were like, civil war. And then the rest of the calendar went blank. It was really weird. So
I was thinking it was more like an Outlook invite, calendar invite.
Yeah, I could.
But I was like, you know, RSVP, like with comments, without comments, and please let us know what you're going to bring.
Well, I opened it on my computer. I should have opened it on my phone. That would have added it to Outlook. Damn it. That's okay though. I still have another 2 hours before the revolution begins. We're good. So in case anybody doesn't know, and you might, I mean, this is going to come out a couple of days after the Civil War starts. So guess what? You already know.
Like when you can find some Wi-Fi to get a signal.
Exactly. When the liberals are throwing avocados at each other, you'll know.
But we'll also have the internet. I mean, to be fair, because like a lot of innovation and stuff, just saying.
So in case anybody isn't aware, Alex Jones has said that the Democrats are going to start a civil war on the 4th of July. Much like the claims of the world ending in 2012, I'm sure this is going to come to pass. But Twitter decided to do what Twitter does, and that is throw an epic Twitter party. And they use the hashtag Second Civil War Letters. And, it's, you know, letters that were written from the battlefield, like sent home back in the 1860s or, you know, yes.
Approximately from 1860.
That was the time period.
Somewhere in there.
So they did that, only they were through Twitter, and hilarity ensues. Okay, just keep in mind that many of the tweets reference the alt-right, and they speak about the red hats or the Make America Great Again hats, okay? So if you're easily triggered by that, I just want to give you a warning, Snowflake. Because I am nothing if not sensitive, and civil. Yeah. Oh my God. Fuck, guys. Is that where he got this from? Nancy was, she was speaking in code when she said, keep it civil. She meant keep it civil war.
Oh my God, this puts a whole different spin on all the conversations we've been having.
That's right. So that was, she was giving secret codes to Maxine to start the initial attack. She went out there with her little scouts. The redhead incident was just scouts that were like putting out the feelers, like, when can the Civil War start? Okay. Really? All right, well, let me just say, keep it Civil War is really funny joke.
I love it so much.
I'm pretty much going to make it the episode title.
Yes! Like, keep it civil, comma, war?
Maybe. Well, I'll workshop it.
I just want to make sure that people get it. Okay. Even though that's not necessarily... you know, punctuationally correct.
Well, they got right to bear arms. All right. Here's an example of one of these letters, okay? Father, our troops fought bravely but were captured, proving that they aren't heroes. Today I wonder if there are good people on both sides. I can go no further. The bone spurs are just too severe. They said this war would be easy to win. Sad.
Oh, so good.
Let's see what else. Dear Mom and Dad, the war is going well. The MAGAs launched a barrage of red hats at us yesterday, but we retaliated by making them read books. They've created an image of strength, but are very weak. We will win. Send my love to Roscoe. Okay, dearest wife, we were besieged on all sides of the dankest of with the dankest of memes from the 2nd Flying Pepe Battalion. However, the siege lifted when the owner of a Thai Mexican fusion restaurant denied service to Field Marshal Stephen Miller. Please refill iTunes account.
Okay, now I'm on the hashtag too. Okay. Here's one. Dear Ma, this war shall end soon. The medics of the MAGA army are unable to treat soldiers because bullet wounds are considered a pre-existing condition.
Thoughts and prayers. Dear Pa, rations are dwindling. Morale is low. The Trump supporters we captured refused to share bathrooms with our trans troops.
So they're just going to shit themselves.
Hold on.
Oh, dear.
We told them it was either that or they could piss in their own cornmeal and eat it. And they did, too. Own the libs.
I just mostly like how much you
they hate their own piss to own the libs. I mean, it's literally the perfect analogy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, yeah. It really is.
Funny because it's true.
My love, spying on a battalion of MAGA, their red hats have faded to pink in the sun, causing chaos in the ranks. Soldiers are yelling, bad guy with a gun, and shooting each other. We'll be home by Labor Day. Your turn, Shandy.
This is from dictionary.com.
Oh.
Oh, I love their shade.
They've been trolling Trump like for a long time.
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I don't even follow Twitter, and I know their game. So good.
Yeah. Dear Mom and Dad, we've put out the word that there, there, and there all have different meanings. We hold out hope that our message will be heard. Yours truly, the dictionary. Hashtag Second Civil War letters.
Here's an incels one. You ready? I stared at the dying soldier, his alt-Reich douche-staffel uniform covered in blood. He gripped my arm, eyes wild with fear of impending death. One question, he gasped. Anything, I said. And with his last breath, he sighed. What is a clitoris? Dearest Ruth, arrived deep in the woods of Bowling Green. I forgot about the Bowling Green massacre.
Oh my God, didn't we all?
Thank God Twitter is reminding me. I fear we may be surrounded. The enemy remains out of sight, but the aroma of hot pockets and hand lotion permeates the air. This may be the end. P.S. Don't check my browsing history. Here's one from Patton Oswalt. My beloved Harriet, I write to you with a heavy heart. I was gravely memed during a skirmish with a squad of incel irregulars. Doc Tibbins says there is nothing for it, and he will have to amputate my Twitter feed. Womp womp.
All right. My love, our commanders have become intolerable. General Giuliani has disappeared. Colonel Sanders has lied to us about what we face, and Sergeant Cohen gives all indications he may be a traitor. Our supplies were also stolen. We suspect Private Pruitt.
There was another...
I love that he got way demoted.
We can only hope. I don't know how that man still has a job. Let's hope by the time this comes out, he doesn't. Oh, this one's awesome. Okay, let's finish on this one. Unless you have another great one, Shandy.
I don't. Yeah.
Okay. Dear Pa, General Obama came to inspect the troops. The general inquired as to my name, and I said, Private, Twitter name, from the great state of Virginia, ma'am. Then she shook my hand and told me to call her Michelle. This is why we fight, Pa.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
I like it.
Anyway.
Nice little twist. Right? Them heartstrings.
God, in the middle of war, we can still be moved.
War hasn't started yet.
We're on the eve. Right, we're on the eve of war.
It starts at sunrise.
Oh, good times. All right. Do we want to get to... Oh, wait. Okay, wait. Here's one more. Here's a bonus one.
Oh, my God. It better be better than the Michelle. That's a pretty perfect one to go out on.
My dear love, I've never seen this much terror and anguish in my life. The red caps still taunt us with their snowflake and libtard. I suggest we build a wall out of Hillary's emails since they can't get over them. That was a good encore. Right.
Oh, that's a fantastic dad joke, that.
All right, so anyway, check out this hashtag if you haven't already because, you know, it's like... 4 days old at this point, so I'm sure you've already seen it, world, but cool.
Hey, I had not. I only knew about the movement because of the Facebook and making jokes about bringing casseroles.
Yeah, I didn't see it on my Facebook.
I didn't see it. Jay saw it on his Facebook. That's how he introduced it to me. And then I went to the hashtag and was like, oh my God, this is a
thing. Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this beats the other thing that I was going to talk about before this, which was 10 anxiety hacks that therapists swear by because I figured... It's a pretty anxious time.
It might
time.
Be applicable. That would have been useful for the Civil War. That would be nice to know what had to do with my anxiety.
Well, you know what? On Sunday when we record again, because we are recording early, guys. So we're Sunday the 8th. We can, because we're going to have an episode, then we're going to skip a week, and then we'll come back maybe at some point. I'll leave you with some stress tips, and it might be one of the health benefits of alcohol. I'm not sure. I haven't read all of it. I only read through the first three, so... Yeah, we'll leave you guys with some stress tips to get through whatever fuckery is going to happen in our country. Let's hope it's Mueller time, but that's all I got.
Just the tips, though. Just the tips.
Yeah. All right, face back?
Woo. Yes, I think it's time.
All right. I'm bringing facey back. Woo. Oh, I'm sorry. Woo. Now it's farting in your facey back. Ah, I can't adapt to change. I'm so bad at change. Farting in your facey back. Janice said, thank you for your hard work to me. Well, you're welcome. You don't have to thank me, though. Our episode came out late last week because I had nothing to do at work on Wednesday, and it was an easy episode to edit. And I was like, I should just do it today. It's only two of us in the office. Like, just get it done. And, of course, I didn't because I, you know, didn't do it. And then if you listen to the two most recent Ramblecasts, that whole thing was going on Thursday, and then I had been awake all night for like all week, so I fell asleep trying to edit Thursday night on the couch at like 9:30, and Jay came home from the hospital and was like, picked me up and like was like, let's go to bed. And then Friday night the same exact thing happened, only at the kitchen table. So which I posted a picture in the Facebook group. So it finally went up on Saturday. So it's not really so much hard work. It's don't procrastinate.
Metaphor for life, really.
A metaphor for life. Especially, you know, once the red hats and books come flying. Like, just get out of the way.
Don't procrastinate when it comes to the Second Civil War.
Exactly.
Get out there. Get out there early. You don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it.
You know how quickly the news cycle moves.
We might forget that it's happening by Saturday.
Yeah, you'll miss the whole thing.
In which case, the Second Civil War has already happened by the time this comes out. A little bit of history we've just preserved. Matt says, let's all pronounce broad as if it rhymed with road. So it'd be broad. Do you even lift broad? Vicky said, my favorite thing to listen to on Sunday mornings at work. Yay!
Nice.
Jamie Doe says about, you know, me being late with the show. I blame it on the full moon and multiple planets being in retrograde, but never you. And then Matt follows up with stupid universe. Ethan says, I'll listen to the show once my child leaves. Y'all are way too not safe for work. Nasty. Sad! Exclamation point. Oh, there was a nasty woman joke in Jurassic World.
Are you serious?
Yeah, nice. It was awesome. It was awesome. One of the characters is like this feisty doctor, and she's like fighting against the bad guy, just like making like snips and whatever, but he needs her so he can't kill her. And she says something and he like closes the door to like where she's locked up and goes, oh, what a nasty woman.
Where she's locked up?
Well, with the dinosaurs. I mean, you have to see.
She's locked up with the dinosaurs?
It's very realistic, so definitely check it out. It's a fun movie. Ethan then says, on a scale of one and Guilty Remnant, I'd give a unique biometrics. And I am not ashamed to say I had to fast forward through the period blanket segment. Ew, blood, gross. I mean, blood is gross, I guess, when it's like gushing out of you during the Second Civil War.
Right.
Hey, Ethan.
We're going to take maxi pads and make a little tourniquet for you.
Oh my God, that's actually
a very comfortable tourniquet.
No, but good ideas for weapons against
the shooting tampons instead of
tampons. Yeah, like use tampon catapults.
Yeah, yes. make tampons, not guns.
Right. Hey, Ethan. Shoot also, I wanted to tell you that today is the first day of my period.
Jessica said, poor Colleen, we've overworked her. It's okay, Colleen, you don't need to edit so much. We'll still listen. I know, it's a me thing. I can't help it. Gott said, now I feel really shitty for being bummed that the broadcast wasn't out early on Friday. # Colleen rocks. No, don't. I feel shitty that the broadcast wasn't out early on Friday because, again, this whole thing, it was so easy that I could have been done with it on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yes. Yeah. And then Greg also kissed my ass. So thanks, Greg. Rose said, love the new addition to the intro. Full disclosure, I had only heard the intro when I posted the above note. I thought the little girl was saying my ABCs. Now that I know what she's really saying, I like it even better. Mayday, bitches. And then Gott says, Amanda is correct. Glitter is essentially makeup. So the answer is naked. I've seen videos on the internet where ladies walk around in body paint made to look like jeans and nobody notices. I think they were staged because guys would notice. I think everybody would notice.
I think women would notice.
They'd be like, what the fuck is with the glitter?
If you're even remotely observant, you would notice.
Well, no, I think Gott's just trying out because he's like, I've seen videos.
I know. I was going to say, I have so many questions about Gott's YouTube.
Yes, please. Go. Shandy, take it away.
About his YouTube habits, you know.
I would love to see what his suggested videos are. Spoiler alert, they're probably not glitter covered turtles. Which I'm sure would be Jay's. And finally, for the mats, what she says, I was gonna let that one go. I get the first one. We don't need to put powder or cream on him 95% of the time. Oh, you were so close. Once a day works for me. Sometimes every other day. Oh, sorry. Sometimes once every other day.
What were we talking about there?
Pooping. Alex, how Zachary poops 25 right. times a day. Alex poops once every couple of days. I poop every couple of days. Shandy, once a day works for her. Amanda said that she also poops once a day, but sometimes once every other day. In a good week, it should be every day. Mm-hmm. That's a sign that everything is functioning. I would need to see it too. Shit! I was so close. How did you get in there? I was a little jealous. Ethan needs to come onto our radar.
Yeah. Needs to come on our radar.
I think it was his anniversary this past week. So happy anniversary, Ethan. That's what I was doing, but it was getting hard. Go ahead and take a second crack at it. Butt crack.
Goes with all the poop talk.
And now we're going to play a little, and now it's time for butter shemales, which we're going to build a wall out of. Our first feedback is a message from Dez and Astrid. Let's take it away.
Hello, Amanda, Colleen, and Shandy. This is Dez and Astrid.
Astrid?
Yes, Astrid. So I was just listening the other day to the live show, the birthday anniversary show, and you're singing the song Skin Marink. That comes on the toddler station all the time. Astrid knows that song. So here, enjoy my singing. It's not as much as... not as good as her singing. Ready? Skin a rink a dink a dink, skin a rink a doo. Good job. Anyways, just thought that was cute. You guys made me think of her singing that song, so I had to record it for you because it's so damn cute. Love you guys. Love the show. Bye.
Oh my god, that's so cute. Amazing.
Yes.
Thank you. that was super adorable. Let's keep on the theme of babies. And we have an update from Kate.
Yes, we do. Kate says, hi, ladies. I just wanted to give a quick update since I will be pretty busy soon. I'll be 38 weeks pregnant as of tomorrow.
Yay! Yay!
And I'm having a scheduled C-section on July 11th. Too bad it's not the 12th. You know, I hear cool people are born that day, but like, whatevs. Not a big deal. I can't believe I've made it this far. And while I'm still anxious every day, it won't be long until the baby is finally here. Unfortunately, my husband didn't go for... How did we even pronounce this? Shamandoline?
Shamandoline.
Shamandoline?
Mm-hmm.
She has a nice ring to it as her name. But don't worry, she will be a Shamandoline in spirit. Aren't we all, though? I'll send a baby picture when she's here. But for now, I'm sending a picture of her in my belly instead. And then there is an attachment... That's not in the Google Doc, but I'm sure it's adorable.
I have it. I'm looking pictures. At it. And they are like, yeah. You look great for 38 weeks. Like, Kate, you look awesome. Like,
yeah. Hold on. I'm going to pull it up. There you go.
I know.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Like, you look spectacular. So,
yeah. I already got it up.
Yep. Here comes another one. Can't find it.
I had mine as small little thumbnails, but then I
got it.
You know,
you made them bigger.
I made them bigger. Dearest Kate,
floating. It's coming. It's coming.
I couldn't
wait for it. It's almost here. Anyway,
dearest Kate, Amanda's having problems making your pictures bigger.
Oh my God, I love that picture.
They're both really great.
I know. They look so like ethereal, and they're in the forest.
Yeah, in a field.
In a field.
And there's puppies in the other one.
Oh my God, this is really adorable.
Thank you so much.
That was worth the wait.
Yes. And then she has a PS too.
Yes, there is a PS. Sorry if I wasn't taking so long being so not funny. PS, I loved the updated theme song. Totally not offensive at all and hilarious. Kate Bell.
Yay!
Awesome.
Thanks, Kate.
Yay! All right. I'm glad that we have a teacher and a pregnant lady that both said that the update was adorable. So I feel a lot better about it.
Cup signed. Yep.
Indeed. Yep.
And then we have another email from Casey. Is this the first time we've heard from Casey?
I do believe so.
Oh my God, we have a first time.
Hooray.
So Casey writes in yoga dance tights and big question Tuesday and says, hi ladies. So the problem with listening to the podcast when I'm driving to and from work is that I always think of things I want to write in about and then forget by the time I get to work or home. Not today.
Yes.
First, I want to thank you for what you're doing. Since I have started to listen, I find myself looking forward to every episode coming out.
Yay.
I love the blend of real talk, sass, and not for your mom humor, or in Amanda's case, oops, sorry, mom humor.
Nah, Mama G can handle it. She's cool.
You definitely brighten up my work week commute, so keep doing you. Anyway, here are a couple of things that have been on my mind as feedback from previous episodes. Dance tights. As a serious dancer for a number of years, if you get the right kind of tights, chafing and sweat issues are not a thing. Oh. Underwear lines are a real concern for dance teachers because clearly that is the most important thing to be worried about on performance night. So even wearing a thong or other minimal coverage underwear is still a problem and you have to go to commando. The material that the tights are made out of is not the same as the nylons you buy at the pharmacy or what your athletic leggings are made out of. They are much softer and breathable, so while you sweat dancing, it's not as uncomfortable as wearing nylons on a hot summer day. Ew. Plus, there are typically no seams in dance tights, so you don't have to worry about the rubbing in places at uncomfortable times.
See, I told you guys. Thank you, Casey. Thank you.
Is there a certain brand, like Capizio or something?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I think any of the, like, names. Yeah.
Which one? Like, what brand?
Probably Capizio, probably, what's the other one? Block. I don't know if they make tights, though.
Hmm. Yeah.
I feel like I used to always buy Capizio.
Having never been a dancer, I do not know these things.
Yet. I actually was starting to consider, like, cutting up old leggings and putting them under my running shorts because I've been trying to run here and there, but, you know, it's 100,000 degrees in North Carolina, so there's inevitable chafing and blistering no matter what happens. So
I do not wear shorts anymore for running and have not for years, and it's...
What do you wear?
I wear, you know, they're like those running pants that go down to kind of like my knee and...
Yeah. Yeah, like the capri length.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. I like those too.
They're like yoga pants, not yoga pants.
Yeah, they're like shorter yoga pants, but they're like, no, I mean,
I wear those for yoga too. Like I wear them for yoga. I wear them to tap class. Yeah, I'm the same because now I like the compression of them as well.
There's compression and then there's coverage like on your thigh, like all the way down. So yeah.
Yep. I find my butt jiggles if I wear regular shorts and it's very distracting.
That's what he said.
All like right, to just keep everything locked and loaded.
Speaking of yoga.
Okay, so for Shandy, Casey goes on, RE yoga. I had a similar yoga issue. I wanted badly to start practicing more regularly, but at the moment my living situation is preventing me from having space to do so. Now that it's summer, though, a lot of places in my area have been doing yoga in the park sessions, which is allowing me to access free yoga in a beautiful and quiet location. If there's anything like that around you, I would highly recommend it. I found many of them through Facebook events, but Google might be your friend here too. It has been helpful for me with the accountability of following through on the new event and the access, but without hitting my bank account. Also, Yoga with Adrienne has a runner's yoga that I really like that might be an extra, the extra kick you need to get on the yoga train. So that's cool.
Everybody says Yoga with Adrienne.
Love Yoga with Adrienne.
I think I'm going to check out Yoga with Adrienne at some point.
Yeah, well, and most of her videos are like in the kind of 20 to 35 minute range for the most part. So it's like for a home yoga practice, it's really like easy to commit to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Soon. Maybe in the space behind me. Soon.
Like it.
Okay. Question for discussion. One of my best friends from grad school used to do this thing with her friends in college called Big Question Tuesday. They would take a big question and launch into a discussion about it. My friends are nerds.
We're awesome.
Yes. Here are a series of deceivingly big questions that have been on my mind lately. Curious for your thoughts. How do you define the word inspire? Where do you get inspiration? How do you know when you're inspired? Kindly, Casey.
Oh my God. Casey, can we be friends?
I
love this email.
Okay, so how do we define the word inspired?
I had every intention when I read this the first time of like really thinking out my answer, and like my go-to would be to like look at the root of the word inspire and get inspired by that. Needless to say, I did not do any of that.
Well,
but
according to the dictionary,
here we go.
It is of extraordinary quality, as if arising from some external creative impulse, or exhibiting a creative impulse in a specific activity, i.e. she was an inspired gardener. So let's go to actually inspire. Filled with the urge or ability to do to do or feel something, especially to do or feel creative. That's kind of, that's actually how I would define it. And I would say that I get the most inspired after I post one of these shows, because I'm like, yeah, I just did something. Like, let me go do something else creative. And then, you know, life happens. So I would define it like that. Like, just being filled with some kind of passion and, like, ideas or something that you have to just, like, get out of you. Like, to me, that is like, oh, I'm inspired to go do something, you know, and taking steps to make that happen. I get inspired the most when I'm walking. I once wrote an entire novel in my head while walking. It was last summer, and it was when we were talking about all of our nuclear war stuff. And I should have written it down, but I didn't. Or I should have put things in my phone, and I didn't. But I definitely get more inspired, like, when I'm walking or after I've done something creative. And I know I'm inspired when I'm like super excited and can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah. I was definitely like definition wise thinking of like it, you know, it's like a feeling. So that kind of goes along with what you read out. And then like where you get inspiration, I would say similar to you, but I have like external and internal. So the internal would be like when I go running, and that like clears my head and just like makes room for to consider things differently, which I think spurs inspiration. And then external would be like from reading or having interesting conversations with people, like interacting with something outside of yourself that gives you life.
Nice. Yeah, I guess for me, pretty similar. Yeah, I think the inspire for me, yeah, it's very much a feeling. It's very much an undeniable feeling. It's like a something that kind of roots itself in your brain and doesn't leave until you do something with it.
Yeah.
Where do I get inspiration? I think kind of similar to you guys. It kind of comes from a lot of different places. I think movement is a great way. I don't, what's that? That like saying, like move a muscle, change a thought.
Ooh.
They say it's therapy talk, guys. They say that in therapy. It might be an AA thing. I don't know. My therapist does a lot of like AA stuff on me. I don't know what that means about me, but like whatever. Moving on.
Yeah, so I think for me, part of it is movement. I get a lot of, I used to get a lot of good ideas on the subway and like in my commute. So for a long time, I used to keep a notebook in my purse for when strikes me, which I think is another also indication that I am feeling inspired, where like I literally have to stop everything I'm doing at that very second and like get this thing out of my head before it disappears.
See, that's different than me because I still keep a notebook all the time, as you know, but sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll write this down later, and I don't always write it down.
I have gotten into the habit of like putting notebooks everywhere, putting myself in a place to succeed. Cause at least for me who I'm trying to cultivate a more creative space for myself so that I do create more and that I do write more. So putting things in places to like encourage myself to not just have the idea, but to put the idea down.
Yeah.
So like I have a notebook that I keep by my bed, and then I have my like artist way journal book that kind of floats around the apartment. Currently both of them are sitting by my bed. So like not the best system. I need to move them back around.
Well, you know.
And I get a lot of good ideas while I'm sleeping. So maybe that's now why I have two distinct notebooks by my bed. Because I oftentimes wake up or I just have crazy dreams. I'm trying to get into this. I have this project I want to start where I just write down all my dreams because they're like really ridiculous. So yeah, I sort of half answered the question.
I think you all the way answered it.
Yeah.
I just love this question because I feel like inspired and inspiration is something that I personally am thinking about a lot lately. Because for me, the best moments with inspiration is that when you're just moving through your life and all of a sudden this amazing thought comes to you and like you have to stop everything and you have to put it down or else it's gone for forever and it would be terrible to lose that cool thing. Mm-hmm. And that's just like the coolest thing where it feels like it's not an idea that you had. It's the universe is providing it for you and you just happen to be lucky enough to be where it manifested. And I haven't had one of those feelings in a long time. So I think about it a lot in sort of trying to put myself in a place that like that kind of inspiration will come back.
Okay, you mentioned the universe, so I have
yes. To... I that was a little I dropped that for you.
Syllable. I got that. It's kind of like that's interesting you say that though because on Mysterious Universe a few months ago they talked about different places where people have gotten inspiration or just came up with ideas that, you know, were one of a kind or whatever. Like how, what's an example? Because again, I listened to this a couple of months ago at this point. Paul McCartney, he had a dream with the melody for Yesterday in his head. And he woke up.
Son of a bitch.
Woke up, couldn't get the melody out of his head. At all. So made up a, he was like, all right, I have to remember this because I must have heard this someplace and came up with a tune. He was like scrambled eggs, blah, 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 just to keep the tune to himself. Right. And asked around like, who sings this song? Like how did this melody, like whose song is this? Whose song is this? This must be somebody's. And when nobody knew, he was like, oh, I guess I just dreamed it. And then became Yesterday, which, as we know, is like one of the most covered songs or played songs in the world. Yeah. And I only know that because I had that trip back in October where we listened to the Beatles thing because it was the only fucking station that worked on the Sirius XM in the car that we rented. So I heard that fun fact a lot. But so they talked it talked about that. It talked about the some other just like crazy coincidences and stuff. So I do think that, you know, sometimes your subconscious is trying to tell you, like, because you know how just thoughts creep into your, not even daydreams, but into like your everyday life, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's like, you know, you've stumbled upon these and, you know, you have to get them out. And those are the ones that you should write down. But, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's like Lin-Manuel Miranda has a similar story with how he came up with the lyrics for Wait For It.
Ah.
That it was on the subway and it like came out as a full string, a full cohesive thought that like,
wow.
You know, death doesn't discriminate against the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes. Or I think it was like the love line. He was like,
too good. Like, this has to be, I have to have stolen this from somewhere. Like, this didn't, like,
exactly.
What? Exactly. And it, like, these things do happen. And there's a poet or an author that also tells a similar story about, you know, pulling thoughts from the sky. And if, you know, if you're not there to catch them, they just move, the idea moves on to someone else. And I wish I could remember who the poet was that said that. And if anyone knows, like, write in.
Would that be Robert Frost? Concept. Because he was talked about in that MU episode. That story is not,
I think, familiar, it was a woman, or maybe I just wanted to be a woman.
Maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe I'm just, because again, you know, I'm not sleeping.
There's something about, yeah, it's like thoughts is like fireflies, and if you know, you aren't there to receive them, they just float on to the next person.
I like that though.
Yeah, I do too. Or maybe I'm having one of those moments right now, and it's my idea to copyright it.
You heard it here first.
It looks like this is from somebody called J.M. Romig.
Mm.
Now, I just went on what you were trying to do, though, so I don't know if that's actually the full quote.
It might be. I don't know.
But, you know, I love that. Like, it's just weird where you find inspiration. And I try to, when I was home from maternity leave, like, I tried to blog at least 3 or 4 times a week, and just to stay, like, you know, active. And I love doing this show. And I think part of the reason why I like editing the podcast that I do is because it makes me feel like I have that creative control in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like that, because it makes me feel like I've accomplished something. And I know everybody's got their own different whatever. And I probably should put that kind of feeling towards something else. But, like, you know, here we are. But yeah, I don't know. Like, inspired is a good thing. And every time I make a blog post, which I haven't done a whole lot lately, but every time I do, I want to make like 3 more. Or every time I post this show, I'm like, oh, I wish we were recording tonight.
Mm.
You know, so. And then I have the weekend and I get lazy. But yeah, so inspired is good. Inspired is good.
Oh, I will also add, I also get inspired when I am witnessing someone else making really cool art or things. Like, if I go to see, you know, live music, or if I go to see someone else's performance of something, or, you know, a Broadway show, I always find those to be very inspiring moments as well. Because it's like, wow, like, they did that. Like, I could do that too. Like, art begets art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Cool. Well, thank you, Casey, for this awesome email that gave us a lot to talk about. Please keep up the Tuesday questions. Was it Deep Thought Tuesdays?
Big Question Tuesday. Yeah. This could be a segment, because we record on Tuesdays. Yeah. So, like, this could totally be a segment.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Thank you, Casey, for that. We have a couple other emails, but we've been recording for an hour and a half, so it is our pumpkin time. We have an email from Andy for Sunday for next week. We have an email for Andy, not from Andy. So we have an email from Andy and an email for Andy that we are going to read for the next episode of this show. And then we have another voicemail from Dez. If you would like to contribute, so here's what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks is Shandy goes on vacation for a couple of weeks, and I go to Comic-Con on vacation for a week in between Shandy's couple of weeks.
I go nowhere.
And Amanda goes nowhere. So this is going to be very similar to...
It'll be the most boring episode ever, because it'll be just me.
yes. So this is going to be similar to last year, with kind of how we do this. So we're going to record on Sunday, July 8th, instead of our normal Tuesday schedule. That will be released on the 8th instead. I'm sorry.
You've got this.
That will be released on our normal, like, Friday release schedule, maybe a little bit before if I'm not lazy. And then we're going to be taking the week off of July 16th through the 20th. So there won't be a new episode on July 20th because... I don't know. That's summer vacay. An episode that will be released on the 27th is still to be determined because Shandy, I believe you get home on Tuesday the 24th, right?
Yes.
So that will be depending on what happens then. we'll see what's going on there at that point, and then we will resume normal schedule for the week of the 30th, which would be released on August 3rd. And then, Amanda, you're away in August, right?
Yeah, so I'm gone from the 11th to the 18th.
Okay, so the options we'll have for that week then, that Amanda is gone, will be we will either just do a big episode the week before, in which we'll have a normal episode, and then we'll maybe finally do that Handmaid's Tale one. We'll figure it out. We also have, I got a message from John Norton today, yesterday, saying that he watched the Blockers movie, and he definitely thinks that while it's not a great movie, there are topics that we would be into talking about, so we can consider watching Blockers at some point to talk about. We have to watch.
I kind of feel like we should.
I feel like we should too. So we'll figure that out off air. We also need to watch The Apartment because Dan is going to buy us all of that. He's going to gift it to us through Amazon or Netflix or whatever. So we got a couple of summer movie things to do / TV show things. The one that we're definitely going to make happen is Handmaid's Tale, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, so that's kind of our schedule. So get your feedback in ASAP. I hope, you know, you get current, all of that fun things. Have a lovely summer vacation, blah, 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 blah. So thank you to our patrons again, as we talked about earlier. Especially thank you to Ed the Creepy Mailman, Tack from Topia. Zach from Jogio, Eckhart Rickner, and Molly the Millennial, and Maggie the Magnificent, and hopefully soon to be Joanne. You guys make that happen. You guys can even help us think of a, you know, just Joanne, or I don't know. There's no Joanne the Jovial.
Joanne the Great.
Yeah, Joanne the Great. Oh, that's a good one. Like Alexander the Great, Joanne the Great. I like that. Please consider becoming a patron. We need 12 of you more to go. If you'd like to shop through the Amazon link, you go to janejack.com/Amazon and shop that way. Amazon Prime Day, everybody, July 16th. I've already gone online to look at all the fun things that are going. If you're going to get an Alexa, you can get an Alexa for like $100 off so far right now. So look into that. I'm trying to convince my parents, but they think that Alexa is going to like spy on them and steal their data and their identity. So trying to work with them on that one. I keep trying to tell them, I'm like, but yes, all of those things are probably not going to happen. But even if they did, it's all worth it because Zachary can just say, Alexa, call grandma and grandpa. And then you can talk to Zach anytime. And it makes all of our lives easier. I haven't gotten them yet, but we're working on it. And finally, if you want to check out some merch, Jacob made us this freaking sick, nasty, awesome Broadcasters Westworld artwork, which I kind of want to release, like, you know, bootleg, you know, awesomeness. Like, if you want, like, your fucking dose of feminism in Westworld, which is Westworld, because, hello, hashtag Maeve, hashtag Dolores. I got to figure out how to make that happen. But anyway, you can go to janejack.com/store. Or you just get the regular shirt because Shandy has it. It's awesome. I've ordered one too. It was a little bit too late for the season, but I'm going to be ready in 2042 when it finally comes back.
Hopefully the shirt will still fit.
Yeah. So, oh God, please. I hope it's too big at that point. But yeah, go out, go forth, everyone, and have a happy whatever weekend.
Well, that's already passed.
Yeah. I hope everyone survives the second Civil War.
Yes. And definitely tweet about it.
Yes, please do, no matter what. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
See ya.
Bye.